All right, here we go with Boots and Salutes on this Wednesday morning, and you can start things off. You're on Boots and Salutes. Go ahead.
Oh, yay, I got in. I was just listening to you, first of all, I'm from Langenberg, Saskatchewan, the home of Jess Moskaluk and Kelly Bookburger, and it's hurting my ears every time you mispronounce his name.
And say Buckburger instead of
Buckburger? Buckburger, yes, that's how he is known. That's the name of the man.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, I appreciate that. Thank you.
Thank you. And we love CJWW.
Awesome. Well, we love Langenberg.
Okay. Bye.
Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Hey, tell Trump to go have a cow. We're not putting up with him anymore.
Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Good morning. I like to boot the idiot or idiots that hijacked my home phone number.
What?
Yeah, actually, yesterday or the day before, we've been getting phone calls from United States from all over America, and they would call and they say, "Oh, your number was on my phone list, you know, on my ID, and we're calling you back." I must have met, no word of a lie, at least 50, 60 people from all over the United States. So I phoned Fastel and asked them, listen, this is what's going on. I'm getting phone calls from people that they said I called and their number's on their ID. And they said, well, that's a scam that's going on. These people who are doing it, they're able to get your number randomly and use your number as they please. I said, what can we do about it? He said, absolutely nothing. We can't do anything about it whatsoever. And this is the best thing to do is kind of disconnect your phone, like unplug it somehow, so you hear it for a couple of days, and usually that calms down. So my wife plugged it in this morning, and it's still happening. It's almost every 3 seconds somebody's calling.
Word to the wise, I read something about this, and it was a couple of years ago, and
yeah.
Similar situation happened. So this is a landline, though, right? So not a cell phone.
No, it's a landline, exactly.
But I believe it happened to somebody's cell phone, and again, don't take my word for it.
Yeah.
But somehow they were charged the airtime charges through that by getting calls from people.
That's what you have to be careful. I guess I guess how that works is that if you get a number and you're not familiar and you call them back, from somehow they capture your information somehow and they're able to use it. And I asked Astel, can they use my number and build up charges on my phone bill? And they said, absolutely not. They can't do that with my landline so far.
Okay.
But I have another question for you. How can I send you information? Do you have like some type of Facebook or something?
Yeah, we're on Facebook. Absolutely. You betcha. CJWW is on Facebook. We've got email addresses. Go to our website, cjwwradio.com, all kinds of contact information.
Okay, because I got some great information on how Sweden is dealing with their trash.
All right. I love it. I can't wait. Thanks for the call.
Thanks. Bye.
Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Good morning. I have a question regarding these teepees in Regina. They keep saying that they have every right to be there because they had them up 150 years ago, which I don't doubt. But 150 years ago, they just stayed there year-round in them. And my question is, are they going to stay in them teepees come November, December, and January? Or are they just going to move into a structure that came with the people that settled this country, you know, called a house? Thank you.
Boots and Salutes. Good morning. Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Good morning. I guess I got a little salute for there was two older gentlemen who phoned in yesterday regarding the during advertising when the volume goes up.
Okay.
Now, me and my team have looked into it, and we have found that the Russians are trying to hack into the Saturday night dance party.
Is that right?
That's a fact. So these two gentlemen are correct. Me and my team have looked into it. Obviously, I can't reveal my team, but it's the Saturday night dance party they're hacking into.
Wow. I knew there was something behind that.
Isn't it crazy?
I wouldn't say that for sure. Oh, no, I would. No, I wouldn't.
No, wait a minute. Thanks, Vladimir.
Thanks.
Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Yeah, I've got a boot for the Martinsville Exchange, or that Interloop or whatever. How is it that a project like that in Alberta can be done in 3 months, or what seems like 3 months? It doesn't take 3 years, I know that. Are these guys getting paid by the shovelful, per grain, what?
Thanks for the call, Boots and Salutes. Good morning.
Yes, good morning. I'd like to salute Donald Trump for being an idiot.
938-0600. That's the call or text line, or 1-800-667-3727 this morning for your thoughts with CJWW in Boots and Salutes. It's 7:56. Hey, speaking of road work, I want to give a salute to the residents in and around 9th Street.
Why? What happened?
Well, they've gone ahead. They've organized themselves. Now, the city is looking at shutting down access to Lorne Avenue off of 9th. So the residents have come together and they said, well, no, we live here and we understand what's going to happen, because if you close that, right? So if you've ever seen a water spout, right? So if all of a sudden you block off part of that water, right? The rest of the water is still going to keep coming. It's just going to go down different areas, right? So that's essentially what the residents are saying. They're saying, well, we live here. We understand what is going to happen. If you close this, it's going to mean that other parts of our neighborhood are going to get busier.
Okay.
And so they've organized a petition. They're going through all the right channels to do the right thing. So I think a big salute to them, again, for the neighbors talking to neighbors and realizing what's going to happen. Because, you know, very often I would submit that when decisions are made regarding traffic patterns, that sometimes the people that make those decisions are just going off of data, the pure data that they've got on a sheet. They don't actually live and breathe the area like these residents do. So I give them a salute.
That's true. That's true.
Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Good morning. I see what they're doing in Martinsville and Warman with the overpasses, which is great. But going out the number 14 west of town, they've been working on that for about a month or two, and it's still down to one lane. Like my dad would say, God rest his soul, it looks like the old number 11 highway. And it just seems like nobody's really working on it very hard, and I don't know what they're doing with it.
Now, are you talking about the overpass that would go over top of what would be 22nd Street?
No, no. 5 miles west of town.
Oh, gotcha.
Where the grain place is.
Gotcha.
About 6 miles west before the stockyards.
Gotcha.
And it looks like it's not moving very quick. Just a word to the wise, if you're driving down that road, slow down, boys.
Thanks for the call. Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Good morning, boys. I'd like to salute all those fine soldiers and veterans in Canada that had a really good motto that I wish more would learn, and it was never again.
Thanks for the call, Boots and Salutes.
Good morning. With that gentleman regarding the 3 months and 3 years, wow, isn't he so right? Look at Stony Trail on the way to Calgary and out of Calgary. That took just a short while with all the overpasses being built and everything. It's fantastic. We have the wrong contractors out here. They can build roads and overpasses out there in just a matter of months compared to our years. Thank you. It's terrible what we have here.
Bye. Boots and Salutes.
Just a word to the wise. The traffic lights on Audubon Drive and 39th Street are not working. It took me 15 minutes to come from 33rd Street to 39th Street, so traffic's pretty backed up fast.
North or southbound?
Southbound. Northbound and southbound. No traffic lights.
Oh, gotcha.
Okay.
So
okay.
Idlewild and 39th, you said, right?
Yeah, it's like a four-way stop right now.
Okay.
Thanks for the call, and good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Yes, in Regina, the only time the TPs will come off is if the Chiefs run out of toilet paper.
Today, brought to you by Northern Factory Workwear, where they've got you covered. After 8 o'clock, Legendary Country from Garth Brooks on the way. Kentucky Headhunters and Thomas Rhett all going to drive.